I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday handed Donald Trump one of the biggest victories of his presidency, upholding his travel ban targeting several Muslim-majority countries. VOA's Philip Alexio reports.
The 5-4 ruling with the court's five conservatives in the majority ends for now a fierce fight in the courts over whether the policy represented an unlawful Muslim ban. President Trump can now claim vindication after lower courts had previously blocked his travel ban announced in September, as well as two prior versions. The court held that the challengers had failed to show that the ban violates either U.S. immigration law or the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment prohibition on the government favoring one religion over another. The ruling affirmed broad presidential discretion over who is allowed to enter the United States. It means that the current ban can remain in effect and that the president could potentially add more countries. President Trump has said the policy is needed to protect the country against attacks by foreign terrorists. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is denying his trade policy is responsible for Harley-Davidson's decision to shift some motorcycle production overseas. AP's Ben Thompson reports.
Harley-Davidson says it's making the move because of the retaliatory tariffs it's facing in the escalating trade dispute between the U.S. and the European Union. But President Trump says that's an excuse. In a series of morning tweets, he notes that the company had already announced it was closing a Kansas City plant. Trump warns that any shift in production will be the beginning of the end for Harley-Davidson. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. At least 86 people died in clashes between herdsmen and farmers in Nigeria in recent days. Reuters' David Doyle reports it's part of an escalating conflict over land.
Amid a sharp escalation of violence in Nigeria, the final resting place for its victims is a mass grave. At least 86 people died at the weekend in clashes between farmers and semi-nomadic herders. It's a decades-old conflict, often over dwindling fertile land, and this year it has escalated. According to Reuters' calculations, more people have died in this communal violence than in the Boko Haram Islamist insurgency in the country's northeast.
That was Reuters' David Doyle. The search for a teenage soccer team trapped in a Thai cave entered its third day. Reuters' Dhruv T.K. Carr has more.
The young sports team was trapped on Saturday by rising water levels when they explored the caves after their weekend soccer practice. Relatives have camped by the caves for days, anxiously awaiting news from rescuers. Concerns for their safety were only made worse when rescue efforts were put on hold on Monday. Rescue teams from the Royal Thai Navy said they'd encountered low oxygen levels in some parts of the cave. Officials say they were determined to find the boys by the end of Tuesday.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv T.K. Carr. Ethiopia's prime minister greeted an Eritrean delegation Tuesday at the start of the first high-level visit in nearly two decades that has raised the hopes of ending one of Africa's most intractable military standoffs. The border war has killed some 80,000 people, and the sides remain at odds over the status of the frontier town, Badme. The border remains militarized. Prince William became the first British royal to visit Israel and the Palestinian territories, beginning his trip with a visit to the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. William began a series of engagements in Israel on Tuesday by paying homage to the 6 million Jews killed in the Nazi Holocaust. Holocaust survivor Henry Foner says the British government ensured that he lived during the Holocaust.
It was an opportunity to me to thank Britain in all its aspects for saving my life, which is effectively what they did.
William, the second in line to the throne, is on his first official visit by a British royal to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Two Israeli missiles struck an area near the Damascus International Airport on Tuesday. There are no reports of casualties and no immediate comment by Israel. London court has granted ride-sharing Uber a probationary 15-month license to keep operating in the capital. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.